Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply close the door. Close the door. When I was growing up as a kid, my parents were sticklers for everything being closed. We would go to the refrigerator and we'd open the door and look at all the different things that we could eat. My father would come by and say, close the door. Don't leave that refrigerator door open. If we ate peanut butter, then we had a bad habit of not putting the top on correctly. And our father would then again say, hey, close that cap, tighten the peanut butter, tighten the jar. Same thing when it came to toothpaste, when it came to going in and out, whether it was the front door, the back door, whatever it was, our parents wanted to make sure that we remembered the importance of closing. Well, that same kind of concept has a relevance in the business world simply because closing is the key element to being successful in any sales capacity. In our sales training series that we begin this week, we're going to outline the essence and importance of closing. Obviously, you can say that you're not in business well if you're not closing well. And the way that you can gauge your effectiveness in business is simply look at the closing ratio. How many people do you meet versus how many are closed? Today, we're going to begin this series on closing the door with our CLOSE acronym. We may not get to finish it all today, but we will definitely outline a few of the key points. That C in our CLOSE acronym reminds us of the importance of clarity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, clarity. You see, closing requires specificity. The reason that most people don't buy is because there's too much gray area, too much ambiguity, things that are not answered, questions in their mind, and because of it, they never close. Well, think about the way grocery stores operate. I love grocery stores because they are built for the close. They've got an aisle, and if you want dishwashing liquid, that's aisle 7. If you want toothpaste, that's aisle 9. If you want meat, it's in the meat section. If you want produce, it's in the produce section. Everything is specific. There is clarity in every aspect. Now, when you talk about closing, you say, well, where do I need to be clear? Because obviously, of course, there are many different parts of a sales presentation. And clarity in 5 specific components is where we must be clear. First, we've got to be clear. I'm going to outline all 5 of these first. We've got to be clear on the product, the price, the purpose, the potential, and the partnerships. Those 5 areas are where clarity is required. The product, the price, the purpose, the potential, and the partnership. If you go to that grocery store and you say, hey, I'd love to find some toothpaste, and they tell you the toothpaste is on aisle 9. When you go down aisle 9, then you can specifically see the product. The beautiful part about it is you can turn over on the back of the product and they'll tell you all the ingredients in it. That's specific. They'll tell you everything about it. That's specific. Well, in order to provide clarity, I've got to have product knowledge. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, whatever product you sell, if you sell 20 products or if you sell 1, know everything there is to know about your product. That's what we should do in our free time. Obviously, in downtime, we've got chances to do a lot of different things, but one of the most important is educating ourselves on every single product we've got in our repertoire. We've got to know if you sell 10 products, you should know all 10. Again, the thing I like about going to a great grocery store is everybody in the store knows where everything is. If you ask a person, can you tell me where the shampoo is? They're going to say aisle 16. Then ask another one. I'm looking for a fingernail clipper. Aisle 11. They know exactly where the product is, and in great stores, they know everything about it. Go to your local car dealership, and that salesperson will know everything about every make and model that he or she sells. Why? Because they want to provide us with the greatest clarity. Some people get anxious when it comes to closing a deal, and one of the key components is to be clear on product. The other one is to be clear on price. When we're clear on what something costs, then it makes it so much easier to finalize a transaction. again, I'm going to take you back to the grocery store. It's when you walk down aisle 16 and you're looking for shampoo, you're going to see the price displayed underneath the product. And it's going to make sure that they are matched up. It'll tell you that this is the brand that you're looking at. This is how much it is. They even have price per ounce on that little tag in grocery stores now because they want you to be clear on price. Go to your local dealership again, and you're going to see in the window a sticker, and that sticker is going to have all of the features of the product, and it's also going to be clear on price. My friends and neighbors, there is no reason to be ambiguous when it comes to price. When a person asks, how much is it if I just want this? Then you want to say, here's how much it is. How much is it if I just want to do that? Then here is how much it is. That's where the anxiety is easily removed because everyone is clear on product and price. They should also be clear on purpose. Purpose is why the product exists and how it's different from the rest. This is when I outline the benefits of the product that I'm offering. It's the when I'm talking about the product, those are just the features. Here's what the product does. Now, when I talk about purpose, here is why it exists and how it's different from all the rest. You know, if you're going down aisle 16 again and you're looking at shampoo, you see all different types of shampoo and you'll see labels on them telling you on the label why that product is different from the rest of them that are on the shelf. By the same token, when it comes to the closing component, the easiest way to close is to make sure your clients are clear on purpose. The reason that we want to make sure of that is because when they are clear on why a product exists and how it's different from the rest, it makes it so much easier for them to make logical decisions. Then next, we want to make sure that they're clear on the potential. This is when the question is answered, what can it do for me? Okay, I understand why it's different from all the rest. I understand why it exists, but why do I need it? This is when you get to customize your presentation and talk about how it can help you. You ever see those weight loss commercials on television and they may show a young lady who before may have weighed 190 pounds and after she weighed 135 and she did it because she got these meals in the mail every single month and whatever the case may have been or whatever that weight loss product she was taking. And then they want to say to you, if you're looking to lose an extra 10, 20, 30, even 40 pounds, then this product has the potential to get you where you want to go. My friends and neighbors, it's important for us to find out where our team, our clients, our prospects want to go and then show them how what we offer can get them there. If you're looking for some hair loss treatment and you want to put some replace the patches that have sprung up in your head, okay, no problem. They want to say, well, you can use this hair growth product and it's going to give you the potential to get where you want to go. It may not take you all the way, but if it has the potential to get you there, that's what everybody's excited about. What can it possibly do for me? Finally, my friends, when we're talking about closing, then we want to make sure that we're clear on the partnerships. When you go to a Chevy dealership, you know that Chevrolet is in partnership with General Motors, as well as Cadillac and several other brands that are under that umbrella. You're very clear on the partnerships. There's no ambiguity there. One of the ways to effectively provide clarity is to make sure that the partnerships are clearly identified. When couples are considering getting married, they leverage this component because that's when it's time to meet the family. The relationship is not gone to the next level until they meet mama and daddy and uncle and aunt. Why? Because they've got to be clear on the partnerships. They've got to know who all am I dealing with when I'm dealing with you. By the same token, an individual wants to know, what am I buying? Who am I partnering with when I partner with you? I'm not just partnering with you. I'm partnering with your partners. Who are they? It's important for us, my friends and neighbors, to close, and closing begins with clarity. Obviously, of course, there are four more segments to discuss in this lesson. And if you enjoyed this segment of our training series, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. All you have to do is contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.